We have Dr. Leah on today. Dr. Leah has been joining us for 2 years. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
She's singing. Just a minute. Listeners, this is monumental. This is Pam's dream come true. She's always wanted to be a singer. You just did it. Benny, you save that.
I will.
Okay.
Welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
She doesn't sing for everybody, Dr. Leah.
I don't sing for anybody, Dr. Leah.
America's Got Talent shows.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's so good to have you because we've been enjoying all of your tips over the last couple of years in your shows. And we just want to say again, every time we have you on, how much we enjoy having you and how much we've learned from you. So today, what is our tip, Dr. Leah?
Well, it's about flu season that's coming up.
Yes.
You know, with school starting next week.
I know.
We've got to be ready for this because this is not just your typical flu and cold season, which we are all so used to and don't even half think of anymore. This is going to be a regular flu season and a swine flu season. So, meaning that they are making up a second vaccine for the swine flu, but the trials are still early. I don't think they're going to have them ready by the time school starts or even in the first month of school. So I'm still up in the air about how that's going to be. But in the meantime, it would be a really good idea to take your vitamin D.
Right.
As I always mention. Vitamin D, I can't stress that enough, how important it is for the immune system. It stimulates the immune system. It also calms it down if it's overactive, like with autoimmune disease. And it's just one of those really important basic nutrients that will help keep us from getting us sick. Also, there's lots of other things. Echinacea, which is kind of overused, but golden seal, cordyceps, astragalus, there's lots of herbs you should have on hand. And when I say echinacea and that it's overused, some people just take echinacea. I would rather them take it with other herbs, like in a blend, because it will be more effective. There's lots of vitamin C, of course, it's also good. Resting is very important. Those little basic things that we forget.
You know, Dr. Leah, I think we really have to talk about the flu because it's they keep talking about it, the swine flu. And I was talking to some girlfriends, and they were saying more people die of the regular flu, and everybody's all uptight about the swine flu. So,
well, it's a new virus.
Is that why?
It's a new virus, and so our bodies aren't used to it. And every year, the basic same influenza virus circulates. Mm-hmm. It might mutate a little bit, and so they make a new vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the vaccine is the best guess on what it will be for the next year. So we get the flu, but it kills 36,000 to 40,000 people a year in the United States. Then we don't really hear that because it's just so common.
Mm-hmm.
Swine flu is a new virus to our immune system. We don't know exactly how everybody will react. So far, what we've seen is it has an affinity for the lungs. So if you have respiratory issues, like if you get pneumonia or bronchitis or lung issues of whatever sort, very easily, then you want to be aware and to try and avoid your exposure. Support your immune system now, meaning take some herbs and things now, even if you're not sick, to support it and keep it strong. It also spreads quickly. It starts out as a classic sore throat, cough, and fever, and then moves quickly into the lungs.
Well, one of the things we want to do is when you do your show in the middle of September, we really want to go into depth on what we can do to keep healthy because obviously the middle of September, the weather's still nice and
yeah.
It usually doesn't really start, but there's been so much fear wrapped around this swine flu. They're talking about 50% of the population is going to, you know, be stricken. And I think that we really want to hear from you on do we take this shot that's going to be available in October or not? And what are the pros and cons of it? Because I think we're all very confused.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and that's a good point because we can definitely go into detail on that. And I get updates all the time from the CDC. I'm on a Medical Reserve Corps, and so we get lots of updates about what's going on. But it's all unclear to even us because these trials haven't come back yet saying, yes, it's safe, 100%, or no, it's not, because there's been other flu vaccines in the past that have caused problems, you know, so...
I know, that's what we're afraid of.
This is a newer one.
Right.
And they're almost recommending all healthcare workers and all kids to get vaccinated first. And I'm like, oh, well.
And it's children. It's just so frightening.
Right.
Well, so there's a story to it. I had a friend come down with the swine flu, and she was on a plane, came home, and got it really, really bad. I mean, 103 fever for 3 days. It was really severe. She said the test to find out if it was swine flu was worse than...
Oh, no.
It was just gross.
Really?
So, yeah. So we have to talk about this, Dr.
Well,
Leah.
It's a swab, actually.
Yeah, but...
The swine flu, I will say right now to all pregnant women listening, is it is affecting pregnant women far worse than any other population right now that they're finding. And when you're pregnant, your immune system is slightly suppressed normally, just so that you can be pregnant and your body doesn't reject it. But it's... there's been a couple women that have been hospitalized very severely ill.
Well, there was one that just was in the paper that died. She was actually 7 months pregnant.
And they took the baby.
They took the baby.
I think this was in
died.
Tacoma. Yeah, my mom told me about this woman.
Yeah, right.
And it's, she was very ill, very, very ill. And there was even another woman that was in the hospital that was pregnant. They didn't have to take the baby. They were able to... get her better, but it was early on. And, you know, remember, one thing about this flu that everyone's, I know everyone's panicked about it, but back in 1912, whenever we had that big flu pandemic that killed everybody, we didn't have antivirals back then. We didn't have antibiotics. And so all the things that we have now were able to keep people from getting as sick as it was then. Lifestyles are a lot different now, and there's more people in the United States than there was back then. But we still have a lot of resources to help keep us healthy. And some of the best ones are the things like vitamin D and herbs and sleep and washing your hands.
I mean, well, we're going to talk about that in your show.
Extensively.
Everybody, you know, some real advice on it. So thank you so much, Dr. Leah. Go ahead and give out your information. So, you know, right now, if they want to come in and talk to you about should they take the shot or not.
Well, they need to get their vitamin D from you, because really, Dr. Leah, that's the biggest.
That's a big one.
They need to have their immune system up. You need to be healthy.
Right.
So you cannot, you know, you've got to be proactive.
Right.
And you're absolutely right on, Dr. Leah. So they've got to call you for their vitamin D. They have to.
And I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And, of course, chatwithwomen.com.
And chatwithwomen, yes.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thanks. Have a great day.